Plans are out for more growth at Sacred Heart Health Center's Emerald Coast facility in Miramar Beach. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
The $30 million expansion is aimed at increasing capacity in four service areas: inpatient, maternity, emergency, and pediatric.
We need to expand. Population is expanding. Our medical staff is expanding. So the hospital needs to meet those needs of the community.
Hospital President Roger Hall says they're looking to expand inpatient capacity by about 24 beds, covering 20,000 square feet. That also includes beds for their youngest and smallest patients.
We will have pediatric sensitive beds so that we can look at the needs of the pediatric patients that we take care of for the pediatricians in the marketplace, that we're able to do that in a high-quality, sensitive way. That's certainly a different objective that we had than what we've had 10 years ago.
Consistently operating at 70% occupancy and higher, Emerald Coast reaches capacity during the peak inpatient months of November to March. The inpatient expansion features renovation and construction of two intensive care units and space for future growth on the second floor. The hospital will also expand what's known as the family birthplace, which handles labor, delivery, and recovery.
We'll have five LDRs and 14 postpartum rooms in addition to a 10-bed nursery. So all that would be expanding our capability by about 35%. That will help us for the next few years on what we need to be able to do to meet the community's growth.
Hall says they're now delivering about 1,100 babies per year, the most since the department opened in 2007. The larger nursery will also house a Level 2 neonatal intensive care unit in conjunction with Sacred Heart Children's Hospital in Pensacola. Add to that a new state-of-the-art pediatric ambulance, which will be stationed at Emerald Coast beginning next year.
But really, it's a mobile pediatric ICU unit. With that ambulance also comes the personnel, and the personnel in this ambulance are pediatric trained nurses that are be able to stabilize the most critical pediatric patients.
Another area getting a makeover is the emergency department. That, says Hall, is consistent with the population growth in and around Miramar Beach and Walton County.
When we started a hospital, we wanted to be able to have a two-hour through time and a patient satisfaction in the 95th percentile. Well, we still maintain a high patient satisfaction, but our through time is now averaging something a little over 2 hours.
Sacred Heart at Emerald Coast has been working with parent firm Ascension Health for several years on how to approach expanding services. Formal approval was granted late last month to move forward. Hospital President Roger Hall says another 6 months of planning are on tap, with groundbreaking set for early next year on a two-phase project.
We're looking for the emergency department, medical surgical beds, the ICUs, and the postpartum rooms for the family birthplace to all be completed in late 2016. And then for the renovation back into the family birthplace to be completed at the end of 2017.
The upcoming work is the latest for the nearly 12-year-old hospital. Previous expansions include the emergency department in 2004. Among the additions are the joint replacement program in 2005 and a women's diagnostic center in 2007. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.